right. Good there morning, Sublette County. This is Sergeant Travis Bingham with the Sublette County Sheriff's Office. Again, hosting the Sublette COVID-19 video update. Today, again, I have with me Emily Ray from the Sublette County Rural Healthcare District again, Jana Lee with Public Health, and Dr. Fitzsimmons, our County Health Officer. So with that, Jana, I'm going to keep to tradition and start with you.
Thanks, Travis. This is Jana Lee. I'm Nurse Manager at Public Health, and I'll give you a little bit of an update on the generalized situation. There is 332 cases in the state of Wyoming, verified this morning across 22 counties. So far, 7 deaths have been confirmed in Wyoming, and 279 patients have recovered so far. We still remain steady at just that one confirmed case with the two probable cases, and all of those patients have recovered here in Sublette County, and I currently have 0 people on my quarantine list. For the clinic, they have completed 42 tests with the Wyoming State Lab, and 23 tests were completed from private labs. And we'll talk about lab stuff a little bit later. I did want to touch base a little bit on the governor and Dr. Harris' message yesterday afternoon. I think we were all a little frustrated that it didn't have a few more details, but I guess that will be coming out next week. The stuff that I did want to kind of just review is that definitely there is a transition plan that Wyoming's looking at, and they're using local and statewide health data to drive those decisions. We can be looking for some modifications in the existing state orders, and I think they promised that early next week. And easing of some restrictions on businesses, and Dr. Fitzsimmons can talk to that a little bit more locally also. They're trying to use the data to protect lives and ease restrictions in a methodical way. They are looking at that criteria, those guidelines that I talked about from the federal level, but also kind of with a more local focus within Wyoming and looking what's going on here to be able to make some of those decisions. Dr. Fitzsimmons can talk a little bit too. They reviewed some stuff about some plans and guidelines for school districts as they move forward, and he will be working closely with both of our superintendents as that process gets forward. Last time, I think we had a couple questions about the lab testing. And so I think we have some good information, some new things to share. And Emily can go into that, and then we'll bounce back for what that kind of means for Sublette County.
Great. Thank you. I'm Emily Ray. I'm with the Sublette County Rural Healthcare District. And the clinic is currently monitoring 4 people. 3 of those still have tests pending, and all of them are in self-isolation. I know that there's been a lot of questions about tests, and we wanted to update everyone on our testing capabilities. Sharon Rush, our clinical director, was unable to make it today, but I worked together with her to give you guys this update. Currently, we are doing direct testing, which is a nasal swab for the presence of the COVID-19 virus. We have about 350 collection kits, thanks to Public Health, and are steadily getting in more each week. Also, the state has relaxed restrictions for testing in their lab, so we can now send tests to them for any individual with COVID-19-like symptoms. But people 65 years of age or older, healthcare workers, and those with serious health conditions will still be prioritized. Our turnaround time for these tests are about 24 to 48 hours, and we also have the option to send testing to Quest Diagnostics, which is the private lab. This week, we have received a Cepheid Gene Expert testing machine, which was paid for by the county commissioners, so be sure to thank them when you see them. This machine will allow us to complete rapid tests for the COVID-19 virus, and we will be able to get results within 45 minutes. We're waiting still on the test media, which will allow us to be able to actually do the tests, and we're hoping it'll be available in the near future, and we will announce it publicly once we have received it. In the future, this machine will also be used to test for flu, strep, MRSA, and several other diseases. Please keep in mind, though, that the providers still decide who will be tested, and they are really looking to do more, though, to get a better idea of how far spread the virus really is. if you feel you have coronavirus-like symptoms, which Dr. Fitzsimmons can expand upon shortly, call the clinic and talk to a provider. There is one other test that a lot of people have been asking about, and this is the serology test, which is the blood or finger stick test that people have seen on various media sites. This is where you see people getting their fingers stuck through the window of their car, and this is testing for the COVID-19 antibodies. According to Sharon, the clinic had ordered kits for this testing in March, but on April 8th, the FDA shut down using many of the blood serology testing because many of the manufacturers did not apply for the emergency use authorization from the FDA. But many of these kits had already been shipped out, so some are being used inappropriately. Because of this, these kits have been classified as high complexity and are for use by hospitals or labs that perform high complexity testing only. Our clinic labs are classified as moderate complexity. So the kit we will be getting will not be available for use until the company applies for its EUA, or that emergency use authorization, and our supplier is not shipping until this is cleared up. The FDA has stated that they will prosecute all entities that are advertising, selling, or using the kits improperly. And the FDA representative that was on Sharon's Monday regulatory call said that one of the rapid kits that is being widely used has been shown to be in error about 33% of the time. So we are erring on the side of caution and waiting until this situation with the FDA has been cleared up. With that, there was a question last session that asked if there's any way citizens can help get widespread testing, rapid testing here sooner. She did state that once we get the serology test and our Cepheid machine up and going, that she's not sure how widespread testing will be even then. So now I will pass that on to Jana and Dr. Fitzsimmons to follow up with what they feel like it would look like in Sublette County.
So I think Dr. Harris spoke a little bit to that yesterday, that right now our testing is really based around those patients that have symptoms of COVID and then contact investigations around those individuals. In the future, will that look totally different? I would expect it to be so. We probably will do more community-wide testing in different ways. Right now, with the testing capability we have, that it makes sense to test the most at-risk people in those high-risk groups and then people that are showing signs of disease. So I think moving forward, that may look a lot different, but I think the Cepheid machine gives us huge options for the future because we'll have local capability of running some of those tests like within 50 minutes. And so that, you know, four tests at a time in 50 minutes. And so, you know, that hopefully will give us opportunities, and Dr. Fitz can speak more to this, that in the future, if we have some outbreaks, hopefully we can do the epidemiology contact studies around those people and isolate and quarantine people in a really effective way, in a smaller way, so we don't have to do as many of the state orders and the huge things that we're doing society-wide to prevent the spread of this disease. What do you want to say on that, Dr. Fitz?
I guess I want to say that we're super excited about this Cepheid machine. This is something that we started putting into gear probably about 6 or 8 weeks ago, a long time ago. And we were told that we weren't going to be able to get this till around the 1st of June. So for this to come here, it's exceeded our expectations. The problem with this machine is that you also have to have the cartridges that go with that. And there's a long line for those, and they're being prioritized so that hospitals get them first. And there's still kind of short in number. I know that we had been sending people off, and they had ability to do some of these in Jackson, some at Eastern Idaho. We sent a couple of patients off. The first one got tested, but then they ran out of cartridges, and they couldn't do it on the second one. But that log jam is going to break, and it's going to be widely available first at the hospitals, and it may be at the point where there's a lot of tests available at St. John's, which would cut down our time a lot. We'd be able to send it there and get some pretty rapid results. So we're super stoked about the Cepheid. It not only will do coronavirus, but it does a bunch of other things, and it's really going to expand our testing capability. So thank you, County Commissioners of Sublette County, for making that happen. The antibody testing, it's just kind of not there. It will be there. But I think there's a lot of companies who rush this out too fast and just to try to help people, maybe make money, and it's just not quite there yet. It will be. When that's available, then maybe there'll be a lot of capability to do widespread testing. We would love to know if we have 10 or 20% of the population that has been exposed to this. We don't have any indication of that right now. So the testing gets better and better every day. We're not to the point where we can do just widespread testing. We're still looking at people who have symptoms. And the symptoms for these still remain fever, especially. That's the most prominent and widespread symptom. Cough, shortness of breath. A lot of people here are very chilled or get muscle and body aches. So those type of things, if you're experiencing any of those, please give us a call. We do have plenty of tests now and do want to test symptomatic people. You can just drive up by the emergency room door and we'll stick that obnoxious little thing way up your nose, and we're going to get an answer fairly fast now. So please, if you're having symptoms, give us a call.
The other thing I think about the antibody test is the science just isn't there to know what immunity means. You know, if a certain level of antibodies actually means that somebody has developed immunity. So I think, don't you think the science is coming on that too?
Yeah, and one of the reasons this is not certain, I mean, if you think about the flu, the reason we give flu vaccines every year is because the flu always changes a lot, and the flu from one year to the next, you won't have any immunity to next year's flu. And coronaviruses are a similar thing. Usually if you have a coronavirus, and coronaviruses are very common, they probably cause 10 to 30% of all the common colds in the winter. And if you get that, you'll probably have, in general, we think of immunity lasting for 2 to 3 years with a coronavirus. So we don't expect immunity on this thing to last forever. We also don't know if this virus might not change and kind of move on. Viruses tend to do that. But there's a lot of just things we just don't know about it. And you can't just kind of look at other diseases and say, well, that's the way it is with other diseases, so that's the way it's going to be with this one. No, they're all different, and we're going to see what it means to be exposed to this in terms of immunity.
So the other thing, Dr. Fitz, that everybody kind of wants to hear about, and I think we don't totally know the answers on this after the governor and Dr. Harris press conference yesterday, is, you know, what it looks like as we get out of these state orders and then the exceptions that you're considering.
Yeah, we've been working on these exceptions, and we've developed this application, and we've put that out online, and we've already received a number of applicants. We're looking at those. We're reviewing those. We're going to set up interviews with these businesses. Left to our own devices in Sublette County, we would anticipate getting these exceptions in place so that people could return to work a week from today. That press conference yesterday left us wondering exactly what they're going to do at the state level. It doesn't look like they're just going to get rid of these orders, but the governor talked about things like maybe preferring that we have countywide variances, by which I think he means that at each county they could say just generically, barber shops can reopen or nail salons can reopen. But we don't know for sure what that looks like. He also intimated that we might get specific guidelines for specific businesses. We don't know. Hopefully there'll be more coming from the state next week to make that clear. But in the meantime, we're going to try to go ahead with this process in the hopes that this is the surest way that we can get people back to work, some people back to work on Friday, that we can start moving down this road in Sublette County. You mentioned the thing about the schools. That was another thing on that press conference. The superintendent of schools was on there, and she talked about that they might push this back into the counties, let each at all the school districts make their own decisions on this in conjunction with the county health officers. We are scheduled to have some talks with the superintendent and the school boards next week to start thinking about what we want to do on that. I'm going to ask people not to get a lot of expectations about schools reopening. This is just my opinion, my feeling. There are some things that I feel are more important in controlling the spread of this pandemic than others. And namely, I think that's looking at target populations like old people and people with chronic medical conditions and segregating them away from the general population. Not having large public gatherings for a while still. And schools. Schools are often a driver of pandemics. So those may not be the first things that we're looking at opening up. But we're going to enter into those talks next week with the school board. There may be some things that we can do for special groups of students. There are some students that this is more difficult for than others.
So the other thing I think I'd like to put out there is that just please remember we still are under our current orders through April 30th, and this by no means gives you permission to just open up your business. There is an application process, and please look for that on the website, and we will work with businesses as soon as we can. But we need to stay in line with the state orders and do all those things that we've been doing to try to.
And Jana, for us right now, that still is specifically statewide order number 3, which is nail salons, barber shops, and things like that.
Okay. Thanks, Dr.
Anyway, I'd like to say, you know, I've been talking with a lot of people about this because everybody's anxious to open things up. And a lot is happening right now behind the scenes that will bear fruit with some time. And every day, though, every day to me, it seems like there's more and more light at the end of the tunnel. We're all hopeful that slowly but surely we will start moving back to regaining a more normal life. But we really need to be very deliberate about that. I want to, again, thank the people in Sublette County. And actually, I'm over here in Bighorn County this morning. And so I drove all through Wyoming yesterday. And everywhere I see, people are taking this seriously and they have modified their lives a lot. And that's why Wyoming is a place that has done well with this. Please keep at it. And as soon as we can start loosening these things up, we will. We're all anxious to move back to normal. But now's not a time to just kind of drop everything or jump back into the life we had on the 1st of February.
Thanks, Dr. Fitz. I think that's all very great information, and everybody's been anxious for all that, those details, and more anxious so after the governor's statement yesterday not being very clear. But we appreciate all your work on putting that exemption process together. I know businesses have appreciated it, and the goal is really to get everybody back to work, but in a safe manner. And we all have been doing the right things, and it's paid off. So we'll open up for a couple questions towards the end here, but I'm going to add, again, tonight they're doing the cruising or Let's Go Cruising event down Pinedale Main Street downtown. That was a great event last week. We just wanted to remind everybody again to just be safe when they do that. I think it's a great opportunity, and would personally like to just applaud Alicia Haley and Paige Harrell for putting that together. That's just two citizens going above and beyond to make a safe way for people to get out and to support businesses. So we applaud their effort on that and being safe about it. But just remember, you know, ride with your family only, and be safe when you're driving. Use your seatbelt. We don't want anybody to get hurt. And with that, you know, keep all your limbs in the vehicle except for maybe to wave at your neighbor. Hearing reports of people hanging out windows and sunroofs, and that's not safe for anybody. So just be safe and enjoy that event tonight. That's the whole goal there. And with that, if I have any questions pop up, I'll let you know. I don't really see a lot, but is there anything else any of you guys wanted to add before we close?
Did you want to talk about the paycheck protection?
Yeah, I can put out another reminder there. Is the federal government's looking at refunding that pool to help for the Paycheck Protection Program. So as a small business, get with your banks, get those applications in, get that filled out just in case, and make sure you're protecting your employees, and they will appreciate that. But that's out there available, so make sure you take advantage of that. Not seeing any questions today like we did the other day, so that's good. Hopefully we answered everybody's questions, and especially around testing. Jan and Emily and Sharon at the clinic, thanks for putting that together. I know we had questions after the video the other day, and that's just a question I think everybody has every day, is where we look in that situation as we move forward. So thanks for the update on that. Anyway, we won't keep you. I don't have any questions, so I appreciate you all tuning in and the panel for being here, especially you, Dr. Fitz, after traveling across the state and being able to still attend. We appreciate that. And everybody have a good weekend.
Thanks, Travis.
Thanks, Travis.
And thank you, Travis, from KPIN Pinedale.